Good day and welcome to a very special facilitation for the Easter weekend. Wherever you are in the world, you're so welcome to bring your friends and family around a table or in your living room. And I want to encourage you to prepare communion with whichever elements you have available, because at the end of our time together, we will share communion. So what you can expect is, after the first song, a song that declares the glory of God over this Easter weekend, I'm going to share a word with you, a message that I believe is relevant to this particular year, and then we're going to have communion with a very special song in the end. Our message for this Easter weekend comes from one of the letters of Paul to the church in the city of Ephesus. In the first part of his letter, and I'm using the Message translation, it says, long before he laid down earth's foundations. He had us in mind, and he had settled on us as the focus of his love, so that we would be made whole and holy by his love. That is Ephesians 1 verse 4. Maybe I want to start with a radical thought. Think about this over this Easter weekend, that the motivation for our God sending his son to that incredible death on a cross, the motivation was not to break the curse of sin in the first instance. The motivation of the sacrifice of the Father was his incredible love for us. It's the fact that the love of the Father wanted to break the separation that sin did cause between him and us. And he also wanted to restore the destructive influence that sin had on humanity. There are two words that come up out of Ephesians 1 verse 4. It says, long before he laid down earth's foundations, he had us in mind, and he settled on us as the focus of his love, so that his love would produce these two results in our lives, that we would be made holy and that we would be made whole. The two symbols that I have in front of me also speak to these desires of the love of God. The symbol of the wine that represents the blood of Jesus Christ is the blood of a new covenant that restored the holiness of humanity. And the symbol of the bread is the symbol of the broken body of Jesus Christ, with the intent that this would make us whole again, that we would see the restoration of the power of the cross of Jesus Christ in our lives. Shall we just consider these two words, and let's continue to read in Ephesians chapter 1 from the Message translation, but now in verse 7. Because of the sacrifice of the Messiah, because his blood was poured out for us, his blood that was poured out on the altar of the cross, because of that, we are now free of penalties, free of punishments that were chalked up by all of our misdeeds. And we were not just barely free, he made us completely free. It is such a powerful scripture, and it creates an image for us that takes us to an altar. And if you know the Old Testament and you know the Old Covenant, then you realize that very often people had to go to an altar to bring a sacrifice of some kind of animal. And it was always directed towards the atonement for sins, for the mistakes that people made. But it had to be repeated every year. And Ephesians 1 says that because of the sacrifice of the Messiah, his blood poured out onto the altar of the cross. This tells us that Jesus changed forever what was written into the old covenant. He brought, according to the book of Hebrews, Christ brought a final and a perfect sacrifice. And the old covenant was replaced with a new and better covenant, according to the book of Hebrews. And the reason for that is, it's not anchored in the effort from my side anymore, that I would bring a sacrifice of the results, the fruit of my labor. Whether I was a sheep farmer or I was bringing something from the land, it was the result of my effort. The new covenant is anchored on the initiative of the love of the Father, the sacrifice of the love of the Father. It's built on the effort of Christ, His Son. And I just want to testify again today. This is not just a testimony, this is also a prayer that you will experience holiness because of the blood of Jesus Christ. That by your faith in His cleansing blood, I have seen that His blood truly sets people free. It sets people free from aimless living. People who've lost their way and don't have direction in their lives. It definitely sets people free from sin. The enslaving energy of mistakes that become patterns that are destructive in our lives. The blood of Jesus sets people free from the power of addiction. And I pray today that in your life, over this Easter weekend, as we celebrate with these two symbols, the work of Jesus Christ on the cross, that in a very personal way, Ephesians 1 verse 7 to 10 will become a reality in your life. Please listen to it again, because this is my prayer for you, that because of the sacrifice of the Messiah, His blood was poured out onto that altar so that you and I don't have to bring a sacrifice anymore. And it causes us to be a free people, a free person. I am free from penalties and punishments. I do not expect punishment from the Father anymore, because Christ was punished in my place. His sacrifice was enough, so that the love of the Father, the reason for the cross, that love would reach my heart. And as I respond to that love, that I will not just be barely free, but I will truly live in holiness and freedom. Then secondly, as I said, the blood is the blood of a new covenant that cleanses us. And then the holiness, the fruit of the blood of Christ in our lives, produces also wholeness. The fact that His body was broken and He was ripped apart so that we can be whole in so many ways. Let me again read from Ephesians chapter 1, but now verse 11 and 12. It is in Christ that we find out who we are and what we are living for. It's identity and purpose. That is the gift of the cross of Jesus Christ. Wholeness comes to my identity, where I realize where I come from, where I truly belong. And it also brings purpose. It gives me a reason to go into tomorrow and to live towards a hopeful future. So let's read again. It is in Christ, it's in our faith in Him, that we find out who we are and what we are living for. Long before we first heard of Christ and got our hearts up, He had His eye on us. He had designs on us for glorious living. And that's part of the overall purpose that is working out in everything and in everyone. God had you in mind, and His heart, His love motivation was not just holiness. It was not just that we would reconcile with Him and that we would barely make it to heaven. Obviously, holiness brings us into a relationship with a holy God that secures eternity for us. But if you work it back to today, there are so many influences in our lives that want to break the shalom, the wholeness of my humanity. Not just my physical health, but actually my emotional wellness. The enemy wants to steal and kill and destroy. But I believe that the blood of Christ and His body that was broken brings holiness and it brings wholeness. It causes us to stand firm and secure because of His commitment. It is not my commitment that brings wholeness. It's my response to His commitment. And I want to read again from Ephesians 1. Long, long ago, He decided to adopt us into His family through Jesus Christ. That's my identity. What pleasure He took in planning this. He wanted us to enter into this celebration of His lavish gift-giving by the hand of His beloved Son. The gift of His beloved Son is life in abundance. And that's my prayer for you today, is that this Easter weekend will just release a new sense of shalom, completeness and wholeness. And it will bring about a new security, a sense that I am secure in Him. Not just in regards to my identity, but also in regards to the victorious life. The life that gives me the energy, the life-giving energy of Jesus Christ, so that I can face every day and not just live through it, but I can live as an overcomer. There was a song that was written by the Doxodeo worship leaders in this last season, and we've just released it. And I'm going to ask you to get the elements for communion ready and maybe just pray with me a short prayer a moment from now. But then I want to encourage you to watch this video as you use these elements. Eat some bread and drink some, whether it's wine or grape juice, or whatever you have available in your direct environment. And let us all just allow the song to minister to my soul. I want to read some of the words of the song. It says, "Seated by your side, Lord, you are now my delight. I am perfect in your eyes, and your love, that is where I abide. That's the departure point of my life." And then the chorus says, "In you, I found a hope that is sure. In you, I know a love that is so pure. We are together forever, Lord. My heart is yours. And now in you, I stand secure." Let's pray together before we have a time of communion. Heavenly Father, I'm sitting here today with the deepest sense of gratitude for your love for us. Thank you that you don't love me because of anything that I can do on my part. You love me because you created me. You are the origin of my life. And I want to respond to that love today, and I want to thank you that your love wants to produce the fruit of holiness, absolute freedom, and a sense of acceptance by God the Father. And number two, Father, your love wants to produce wholeness. Whatever life has brought to me in this last season, I come and I surrender to the gift of the broken body of Jesus Christ that brings about restoration, so that I know who I am and also what is the purpose of my future. Father, in you and in this weekend that we celebrate, I stand secure. Thank you, Lord, for the power of the cross of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for your love and your sacrifice. Amen. Amen.
Seated by your side, you are my delight, perfect in your eyes. Your love's where I abide. Your presence is to me a home of perfect peace. No closer could I be. Your love abides in me. So I'll stay.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. The best thing that I think you can do with this content is to just take a couple of minutes, take a notebook and jot down the highlights and maybe one or two action steps. But probably on top of that, I want to remind you that you learn much more when you share it with others than you have by just listening to it. I want to challenge you to find somebody that you can share your own experience and maybe share some of the content. And may that release a new level, not just of understanding, but also of impact in your life.